on Radio Row from Tampa, Florida, at the Republican National Convention. Ellen Hertzfelder joins us, and you might recognize the name, especially for our Northeastern listeners. She was part of the cabinet for Mitt Romney when he was governor, and in fact, Ellen, I think her specialty was the environment, if I'm correct. Is that right, Ellen?
That's absolutely correct.
See, aren't you impressed? I knew somebody told me 10 minutes ago.
I'm very impressed.
So, Ellen, last night, Ann Romney gives her speech, and I'm sure you know Ann Romney.
I do.
And the idea when in crafting the speech, you know, what is the object of the speech, was to present a different picture of Mitt. Mitt, the nice guy, the family guy, the guy who can handle the problems, but also has a generous, softer side you might not know about. Do you think she hit a home run with that?
I think she spoke the truth about the way he is. And I know when I was secretary, one of the things that I learned about him is I was a working mom. I had a one-year-old and a three-year-old. And he was very solicitous that I balance my work with my home commitments. And we worked long hours, and there's certainly complex problems we had to deal with. But he was like, just make sure. I care about results, but I care you get home, too, and do what you need to do. And that's a wonderful thing to hear when you're working.
It takes the pressure off.
Somebody. It makes you know you're going to be able to have it work. And so I could be there when they were sick. You know, I had to call. I can't come in. I got a really sick kid today. And I got to go to the doctors. And the birthday parties, I could be there for those, too. And the holiday events, he was so supportive of making sure I balanced my life.
So are you surprised about this stance and these polls and all this stuff about he's down with women, women's issues, not supporting women? That for somebody who worked for him and he said those words to you, that has to be surprising.
It's very surprising. And I think, you know, half of his cabinet were women. His head of staff, chief of staff, was a woman. He is very just naturally gets along with everybody he works with. That's something he prides himself on, is to be courteous and kind. And that's who he is. You know, he believes in that generous spirit of those people around him. But I do think he doesn't always show his emotions. And so sometimes that's, you know, feeling of actions speak louder than words. He's that kind of guy.
Right.
So people forget that he is really kind and don't see it maybe every day because he is an action speak louder than words guy. And so sometimes we have to tell people how kind he is.
There you go. You know, with politicians, as you know, because you worked in the governor's office, it's all about when you're running, you got to get the message out. You have your speaking points. You have to, because we live in a world where we can only remember 20 seconds. So along the when people are elected to offices, always what comes up is, well, they promised this and they promised that and they promised they would do that. What I've heard from other people about Mitt is, boy, he will trip over himself to honor those promises. I mean, this is a layup question to ask you, but was that what you saw when you worked for him as governor?
We had, his integrity is fantastic. You know, what you see is what you get when you talk with him. You know, he's never going to say one thing and do another. And if he says he's going to do something, you can count on him being there for you. And I think there's two ways to look at that when I was working with him. One thing is, he did not take a salary when he was governor, for instance, because he wanted to lead by example and remind people, this is public service. This is not our money. It's other people's money. And so that's an important thing to keep in mind about who he is. He does believe in that stuff. And the second thing, I think, is just the budget crisis. We had a $2 billion budget hole out of $25 billion when we came in there. And he always looked at these numbers, and he's a numbers guy, but he's got a heart. And he kept saying, okay, we've got to cut, but how are we going to do this? How is it going to affect the people of Massachusetts? And we would go through line by line by line, again and again and again, which was really important to do, to say, what's the best way to do this? And how do we improve the lives of the people around us if we're going to do this? So, you know, that's the kind of man who you want in a crisis. You can depend on. He's thoughtful. He's got a head in his shoulders. But he has a heart, too.
Did you feel that his business acumen really lent itself to jumping into politics?
I think that's what you need sometimes in politics. You know, often what you see is the day-to-day political arguments that go on. You lose sight of what you need to accomplish to keep everything working properly. And so he was very strategic in his thinking about, gee, you know, being governor means a lot of different things to a lot of different people because democracy has a lot of different voices. But at the same time, I'm responsible for reconciling all these different issues, and they come down to some numbers, and they come down to budgets, and then we have to make some policy choices about how they affect people's lives. So he was able to bring, I think, a sense of purpose, which isn't just in the private sector way of thinking. He was able to say, I care about how we spend the money that are not ours. They're other people's money that we're spending here, and we've got to do it in a responsible way. But he had the intelligence and the experience, I think, about running something that really lent itself to the governorship and could lend itself to being president of the United States the same way.
Officially, Mitt becomes the candidate. I mean, we knew this 5 months ago. Personally, I say I knew it a year ago, and you probably might have thought the same thing. But we'll call it it's official as of Tuesday. How excited are you, as somebody who's definitely in his camp, has worked for him, how excited are you to see him in this race for the presidency?
I think it's huge. I'm so excited, but I'm excited as much for my children as I am for anything else. I'm a mom, and I look at that debt, and I look at the way the country's going, and I look at the divisiveness that's going on. I thought Nia Love last night said it perfectly. You know, you do not, when you divide, you diminish. And that seems to be the track we're on right now, of lots of contentious, I think, coming emanating from the top in many ways, class warfare and all sorts of other things. And we're not taking care of business in the sense of we're not bringing the country together. We're not trying to solve the big problems. So I just have a lot of belief and confidence in the man that I work for as governor, and that was Governor Romney. And I think he's a wonderful human being.
You got to tell us something fun now. You got to tell us something else. Would he, like, eat chocolate M&Ms? What was it?
Well, he's all bad jokes, and I can't remember them all. But you couldn't laugh, but you had to kind of like, okay, let me laugh there. But so, you know, that's true. That's true. He's not a good he's not a great joke teller. The other thing, you know, I mean, this is a nice thing, but it's, you know, we were out like on a Halloween night, and it was like 5 o'clock at some event, and he's like, wait a minute, is this Halloween? And I'm like, yeah, it's Halloween. He says, well, you got to get home. And I said, well, I'd like to go home. But he said, no, you got to go. Now, you got to go. You got to help those trick-or-treats. So, you know, he's a great guy. He maybe can't tell a great joke, but he really has a heart of gold.
I like that. You can't hold it against him. I'm not a good joke teller. I don't know about you. I can tell kids jokes. You know, why did the horse go in? When the horse went into the bar and the bartender said, why the long face? I mean, it's terrible.
I think I'm the straight person in a joke. Yeah, my kids tell jokes about me.
Yeah, there's something about that. Children, they remember the jokes, but somehow as adults it's lost on us. So you think his message will get through with women, hopefully. People like you do interviews and say,
I hope people will think hard about what he's like as a human being, and that his actions, look at his actions and look what he's done with his life. And listen to his wife.
Listen to his wife. Ellen, you're a delight. Thank you so much for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
Imagine walking around at Radio Row, walking around and seeing a man with a cowboy hat on. I just knew as soon as I saw that cowboy hat, I had to talk to this guy.
A black one, even.
A black one, too.
You know, bad guys wear black hats.
Exactly. I knew it.
Wear white hats.
And you listeners can appreciate that. I knew he was a real cowboy, not a faux, not a fake. I could just tell. I can tell by the way a man wears his cowboy hat. Turns out Will McBride has written a book called Redemptive Guilt, and we're going to ask him all about that, because Paris, Texas, it centers around Paris, Texas.
Paris, France.
Oh, see that?
France.
I was mistaken. Paris, France. Okay, so we're going to talk about it. He's in Eiffel Tower, so I should have known that. On the book, we're going to talk about it in a second.
I've been to Paris, France, though.
And Texas.
Yes.
So.
And Paris, Texas.
He also, turns out, he's a roper. He was showing me some pictures, and because you can relate to technology, it's the greatest thing in the world. In the, you know, 20 years ago, you tell someone, well, I was roping in Cheyenne, and you get maybe a visualized, you know, a visualization in your head, but you can't go see it. You know, you're not seeing it. Now you just hold up your iPhone, look, here I am. And I'm telling you, he's got the real stuff.
She was wondering if I was a real cowboy.
Yeah, he's a real cowboy. So, Will, here you are. You came down to the convention, and obviously you have a book, so you want people to know about your book. But are you excited about the messages, the things that you're hearing coming out of Tampa and the RNC?
Oh, definitely. I slant to the right pretty strong, like with a West Texas wind strong. And, yeah, I'm very happy with what I hear here, you know.
Do you, after hearing this, because, you know, this is a crowd that's pliable, of course, because these
yeah.
are the people that are going to vote or support Romney and Ryan. But do you think some of the things that you've heard already, and we haven't heard Romney speak yet, but we've heard Ann Romney, we've heard a slew of other rock stars, let's say, I'll call them,
yeah.
in the Republican Party. Do you think some of the message about businesses and jobs is resonating outside of Tampa?
I would not have
a clue.
The idea. I wouldn't know. I mean, I'm not out there surveying that. I've kind of got my mind on my little world and trying to promote my book and launch it from coast to coast. But I hope the message will resonate with the American people.
You're in Amarillo, Texas. What do you hear from people in Amarillo, Texas? What's the buzz there?
Amarillo, Texas is pretty conservative.
Yeah, so no, you're not finding very many Obama supporters there.
No, and I'll tell you something else. On my way here, I drove to Columbus, Ohio, actually about 90 miles north of Columbus, Ohio, to Ashland, and picked up about 8,000 copies of my novel, and then drove down here to Tampa Bay, and I did run across a number of anti-Obama people in Ohio. You know, they were motivated anti-Obama people in Ohio. And I honestly hope that that rings true across the nation.
Well, it caught your attention because Ohio is a swing state,
yes,
a big
yes,
state.
Yes, definitely, yeah. Definitely.
The book, Redemptive Guilt, tell me about writing that.
4 years ago, I was went to work for a military contracting company, KBR, a Houston-based company. And I went to Kuwait. I worked in the middle of the Middle East. While I was there sending emails home to friends and family, I found out that I absolutely loved to write. I worked a half a mile off the Persian Gulf and assisted military and other contracting companies with the loading and unloading of ships.
Mm-hmm.
When ships were in, we were busy. When there were no ships in, I had 12 hours a night. I was working nights to spend on the computer and improve my typing skills. And in sending emails home of all the funny stuff and the serious stuff that I saw in the Middle East, I found out I absolutely love to write. And the funny thing about it is I have had stories in my head since I was a little kid. I mean, I would ride my horse or drive a tractor or drive through the hills or something, entertaining myself with stories that I made up. Sometimes they were cowboy stories. Sometimes they were James Bond stories. And so about a year or so after I came back from Kuwait, I had an idea for a novel, for a fictional novel that would take place during a U.S. presidential election. And 2 years ago, on the 6th day of February, 2 days after my 45th birthday, I started writing at about 4 in the evening, and by 12 o'clock that night I had 7 or 8 pages written. In the first week, about 70, and after 3 or 4 months, I had about 3.5 months later, I had 400 and some pages written. And then, in all honesty, it took God all summer and half the fall of 2010 to convince me that what I thought was a perfect novel needed a lot of refinement and a lot of work. And since then, I've worked with 3 different editors in the different aspects of editing. And I have written or rewritten my book anywhere from 5, 6, 7, 8 times, different areas. And we got it into print this spring. And I hope the results, what I hear back from here, will be the same as what I've heard all summer.
And that's been good, positive,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's been positive for the most part. I mean, you don't please everybody when you come up with a piece of,
sure,
you know. But, yeah, and my book starts in Paris, France, 3 days before a U.S. presidential election.
And give us a thumbnail sketch of what it's about. Okay, we know this starts, yeah, before the election, but what's the gist of it?
It starts on a Saturday morning. And with an American broadcast journalist, female, who has been sent over there by CCN Network News.
CCN.
To interview European dignitaries and heads of states. And while she is killing a little of her own personal time shopping in a fancy shopping boutique in Paris, she sees a woman, another shopper, a woman that she has seen before in Washington, D.C. And when she saw her the first time, she assumed that that she was a call girl because she saw her with a certain senator from a western state. And in my story, the senator is currently the leading candidate for the presidency. It's a fictional novel. I do write on the back that it's my first fictional novel, but is it really fictional? You'll have to decide for yourself.
That's a hint.
Because my number one character, Alexia Klein, is faced with a moral dilemma. She sees something and she suspects something in Paris, France, 3 days before an election. And if she were to go forward with it, it would go against what her network would like to see happen, and it would go against what her personal... And she's in a moral dilemma. Does she go forward with the news or does she sit on the news? There you go. And that's what I started out with, and then I kind of spiderweb away from that. In my novel, I have other things happening on 4 or 5 different locations on planet Earth the weekend before the election that could or would affect the election. And it all kind of comes together, and my characters all intermingle. And anyhow, it was the most fun writing. It was the most fun of anything I've ever done in my life.
Yeah, good for you. It sounds intriguing. I wrote a book too, and I went through that whole process.
Yes.
And it doesn't matter. I say everybody has a book, but it's the discipline.
Yeah.
It's sitting down, doing it, and then refining it. Everybody
oh, yeah.
has to refine it, no matter who. are, whether you think you're the world's greatest writer or not. But it is wild to see the finished product, isn't it?
Oh, it is absolutely amazing. And I could pick it up right now and I could read portions of it and love it, and then I'd be like, whoa, I could have taken that one word out. You know, I mean, I still find places, but I mean, there's a point when you've got to put it in print and get it out in front of the people.
Sure. That's good. I love that enthusiasm. Kuwait, working in Kuwait, as you did there, and you said you had the time. What was that like? Paint the picture for the people listening. We've had a lot of other folks on who have gone for different reasons, either mostly military, have gone in that region and talked about it. What was the biggest surprise to you about what you found there and living there?
I absolutely hated the first few months I was there, and I absolutely loved the last months I was there. And the only thing that changed was something inside of me. And in all honesty, I believe God had to take me to the other side of planet Earth, where I didn't have my ropes, my horses, my cell phones, all the things that I thought were most important to me, to show me what the most important things in life were, and number one was Him. And after I figured that out, that's kind of when my writing opened up, and that's when I enjoyed Kuwait. I mean, as far as where I worked, it was like, you know, growing up in Ogallala, Nebraska, in a town of 5,000, in a county of probably 12 or 10 or 9,000.
Yeah.
And living currently in Amarillo, and another thing about Kuwait, Kuwait will make West Texas look like the Garden of Eden. There is nothing but sand and gravel that grows.
I say it all the time. It's the world's biggest sand pit.
Yes,
you know,
is.
There's no question about it.
Yeah.
Hey, Nebraska, we have something in common there. I lived in Nebraska for a short while. I worked at a place called NTV. I worked in Kearney, Nebraska. So I have to ask you this: every place has a food that's their own, that they call their own. Do you know what a runza is?
Oh, yeah, I know what a runs is. My little sister, Tommy Joe, lives in San Diego, California. And every time she comes back for Christmas, she has to order 10 runses and freeze them and take them back with her. My sister and brother-in-law went out to see her this summer, and they went to Runza and got 10 of them and put them in a cooler and hauled them out there.
It sounds so awful. Anyone that has no idea what we're talking about,
delicious.
A runza is cabbage and meat, and it's in a roll.
Yeah.
But it doesn't sound, we're not really painting a good picture. It is a good food. I think it's a great food.
Oh, it's
and
delicious.
Runza huts are the fast food.
Yeah. We have a few McDonald's also.
Hey, good luck promoting your book. It was a pleasure meeting you.
Well, thank
Amarillo
you.
Will. Good luck. Thank you for coming
thank
on America Tonight.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Tees. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, his speech on Tuesday was highly anticipated. He got a lot of headlines the next day, as did Ann Romney. And one of the things Chris Christie said is that, you know, he said that this is an election that's a test of whether Americans are ready to hear the truth about the nation's future. And he said he's confident that those who challenge the voters will be rewarded. He said even, you know, because he threw a lot of New Jersey in there, that his record in New Jersey proved the point. This is a little snippet, or actually more of a chunk. We give you some meat here of what Chris Christie had to say as he addressed the delegates at the Republican National Convention.
We believe that the majority of teachers in America know our system must be reformed to put students first so that America can compete. That teachers don't teach to become rich or famous. They teach because they love children. We believe that we should honor and reward the good ones while doing what's best for our nation's future, demanding accountability, demanding higher standards, and demanding the best teacher in every classroom in America. Get ready. Here's what they believe. They believe the educational establishment will always put themselves ahead of children, that self-interest will always trump common sense. They believe in pitting unions against teachers, educators against parents, lobbyists against children. They believe in teachers' unions. We believe in teachers. We believe that if we tell the people the truth, that they will act bigger than the pettiness we see in Washington, D.C. We believe it's possible to forge bipartisan compromise and stand up for our conservative principles. You see, because it's always been the power of our ideas, not our rhetoric, that attracts people to our party. We win when we make it about what needs to be done. We lose when we play along with their game of scaring and dividing. For make no mistake about it, everybody, the problems are too big to let the American people lose. The slowest economic recovery in decades, a spiraling out of control deficit, and an education system that's failing to compete in the world. It doesn't matter how we got here. There's enough blame to go around. What matters is what we do now. See, I know we can fix our problems. When there are people in the room who care more about doing the job they were elected to do than they worry about winning re-election, it's possible to work together, achieve principled compromise, and get results for the people who gave us these jobs in the first place. For any other way anymore. It's simple. We need politicians to care more about doing something and less about being something. And believe me, if we could do this in a blue state like New Jersey with a conservative Republican governor, Washington, D.C. is out of excuses. Leadership delivers. Leadership counts. Leadership matters. And here's the great news I came here tonight to bring you. We have this leader for America. We have a nominee who will tell us the truth and who will lead with conviction. And now he has a running mate who will do the same. We have Governor Mitt Romney and Congressman Paul Ryan. And we need to make him the next president and vice president of the United States. You see, because I know Mitt Romney. I know Mitt Romney, and Mitt Romney will tell us the hard truths we need to hear to put us back on a path to growth and create good-paying private sector jobs again in America. Mitt Romney will tell us the hard truths we need to hear to end the torrent of debt that is compromising our future and burying our economy. Mitt Romney will tell us the hard truths we need to hear to end the debacle of putting the world's greatest health care system in the hands of federal bureaucrats and putting those bureaucrats between an American citizen and her doctor. Now, we ended an era of absentee leadership without purpose or principle in New Jersey. I'm here to tell you tonight, it is time to end this era of absentee leadership in the Oval Office and send real leaders back to the White House. America needs Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan, and we need them right now. Now, but we got to tell each other the truth, right? Listen, there is doubt and fear for our future in every corner of our country. I have traveled all the country, and I have seen this myself. These feelings are real. This moment is real. And it's a moment like this where some skeptics wonder if American greatness is over. They wonder how those who have come before us had the spirit and the tenacity to lead America to a new era of greatness in the face of challenge. Not to look around and say, not me. But to look around and say, yes, me. Now, I have an answer tonight for the skeptics and the naysayers, the dividers and the defenders of the status quo. I have faith in us. I know we can be the men and women our country calls on us to be tonight. I believe in America and our history. And there's only one thing missing now, leadership. It takes leadership that you don't get from reading a poll. You see, Mr. President, real leaders don't follow polls. Real leaders change polls. And that's what we need. That's what we need to do now. We need to change polls through the power of our principles. We need to change polls through the strength of our convictions. Tonight, Our duty is to tell the American people the truth. Our problems are big and the solutions will not be painless. We all must share in the sacrifice. And any leader that tells us differently is simply not telling the truth. Now, I think tonight the greatest generation. We look back and marvel at their courage, overcoming the Great Depression, fighting Nazi tyranny, standing up for freedom around the world. Well, now it's our time to answer history's call. For make no mistake, every generation will be judged, and so will we. And what will our children and grandchildren say of us? Will they say we buried our heads in the sand, we assuaged ourselves with the creature comforts we've acquired, that our problems were too big and we were too small, that someone else should make a difference because we can't? Or will they say of us that we stood up and made the tough choices that needed to be made to preserve our way of life? You see, I don't know about you, but I don't want my children and grandchildren to have to read the history book what it was like to live in an American century. I don't want their only inheritance to be an enormous government that is overtaxed, overspent, and overborrowed a great people into second-class citizenship. I want them to live in a second American century. A second American century. A second American century of strong economic growth where those who are willing to work hard will have good paying jobs to support their families and reach their dreams. A second American century where real American exceptionalism is not a political punchline, but is evident to everyone in the world just by watching the way our government conducts its business every day and the way Americans live their lives. A second American century where our military is strong, our values are sure, our work ethic is unmatched, and our Constitution remains a model for anyone in the world struggling for liberty. Let us choose a path that will be remembered for generations to come. Standing strong for freedom will make the next century as great an American century as the last one. You see, this is the American way. We have never been victims of destiny. We have always been the masters of our own. And I know you agree with me on this. I will not be part of the generation that fails that test, and neither will you. It's now time to stand up. Let's stand up. Everybody stand up. Stand up. Because there's no time left to waste. If you're willing to stand up with me for America's future, I will stand up with you. If you're willing to fight with me for Mitt Romney, I will fight with you. If you're willing to hear the truth, to hear the truth about the hard road ahead and the rewards for America that truth will bear, I'm here to begin with you this new era of truth-telling. Tonight, we choose the path that has always defined our nation's history. Tonight, we finally and firmly answer the call that so many generations have had the courage to answer before us. Tonight, we stand up for Mitt Romney as the next president of the United States, and together.
I think probably the best line that Chris Christie said the whole night for me, he argued that it's better to be respected than loved, which is one way to persuade voters to back a Republican nominee who trails the president in likability. We'll be back with more here on America Tonight.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Radio Row, Tampa, Republican National Convention. A lot of excitement, a lot of people that we're meeting that have great stories to tell, including our next guest, Donna Williams, who is a big-time volunteer for the Romney campaign, and she really got started for the Republicans back in 2008. She's got a great story to tell, and we want to tip our cap, our virtual cap, to Donna's son, Rob, who served in Iraq and also just got back from Afghanistan. He's a sergeant. He's a Marine.
Yes.
And she's a very proud, proud mother.
Yeah.
Thanks for popping by our little corner of the world.
Well, you're welcome. Thanks for having me on.
And this is radio, so I want to describe to everybody. Okay, Donna has a red cool hat on. What do they call those hats? So you know.
Fedora.
Fedora.
Yeah.
I lost my mind for a second. It says Romney 2012. She has First Lady on it. It's got Ann Romney and all kinds of buttons and gadgets. She's got a lot of what they call flair. She has a lot of flair. And she's very excited to be here. She's very passionate about representing, really, the Republican Party, I guess, and
yes,
Romney
I am.
And,
yes.
and the message. But tell the listeners why you got involved. What you told me, the greatest story. You were like so many people. What did you do? You'd
Absolutely.
Go down and vote?
Well, up until almost 4 years ago, all I ever did was vote. And to be honest, I would look at my husband every year and say, who are we voting for? Because I never paid attention. So it was September 15th, 2008, almost 4 years ago. That morning, my son was on a plane going to Iraq. And through the tears, I looked at myself in the mirror and I said, look what your child is doing for our country. What are you doing? And my answer was nothing.
I'll be honest, I didn't even know what GOP meant. I really knew nothing. So it took me a bit to figure out, okay, where do I go so that I can help? But I figured it out. I got involved. And probably about 2 months after that, shut my business down. I had a business from my home. And I decided that this was much more important, was to volunteer my time. On an average week, I'll put in about 40 hours. But as soon as I get home from this convention, it will be unlimited. It'll be whatever's needed to get the right folks elected this year.
So, I mean, wow. Your son had just a powerful effect on you.
Yes.
And you've obviously learned about politics. You've learned about what you like, what you don't like. You've learned about running campaigns and that kind of thing. What's the most surprising, coolest thing that you've learned along the way? Because now 2008 to 2012, that's a big chunk of years.
It is. Coolest thing? Well, I think it's that people involved in politics, I think a lot of Americans just don't trust politicians, but what I've learned is so many of them are honest people who really do want to make a difference. And so I've gotten to know these people from having lunch with them or, you know, whatever. They're really just like you and I. So not all are corrupt. I know many are, but not all. And I've met so many wonderful people that I would never have met had I not joined with this direction in my life.
You talk about that you give maybe 40, maybe 60 hours, you shut down your home business. When you're working for the campaign, what kind of stuff are you doing?
Well, presently, and I've kind of climbed a ladder. I started just as a phone caller, and then I said, okay, I'll be a block captain, and okay, now I'll be a precinct chair, and then I was a district chair. Last year, I ran for school board. I didn't win. That was an education. But now, I am the first vice chair of the county party, and so my two roles are, one is I am actually organizing the volunteer center, which is huge. Obviously, we have Romney people in there. We're working hard to get a Republican governor elected this year, and that's huge. We need that. I'm an organizer and a recruiter, and to me, no matter where I am, the grocery store, I'm talking to people. There's a lot of people that are not happy, but they don't know what to do. So that's my message. Come and help us. Because every single person that gets involved will help us make a phone call. There's so many people that honestly don't even vote. And to me, being a naturalized citizen, that's, I guess I look at it, that's part of my responsibility as an American, is to vote.
Right.
But it's also an honor to be able to vote.
I agree with you. When I started this radio show, that's the first thing I said. I don't care how you vote, I want you to vote. Because
exactly.
At least you're taking that step. If you want to call and complain, you need to go and vote and stop saying you're throwing your vote away or that's not the person I picked or whatever it is, because that gets us nowhere. And we should say, Donna mentioned this, she's originally from Canada,
mm-hmm.
came to the United States. When did you become a U.S. citizen?
I was in ninth grade.
Wow.
Took the classes, went to the courthouse, became a U.S. citizen.
Do you remember that moment?
Oh, I sure do. I absolutely do. I still keep my naturalization papers. Oh, yeah.
How exciting.
I'm very proud.
And you're from Raleigh, North Carolina now. That's where you live. And you talk about people meeting people that they don't know what to do. They're frustrated. Do you feel like there's some undecided people out there about they don't know who to vote for, which means that there's motion out there?
Yes.
There's a block of people that really don't know.
Yes. And what I find very interesting, people will hear a little bit on TV or they'll watch a commercial and they believe because it's on TV, it's the truth. I've learned that's not so much the case. I mean, anybody can pay for an ad and say anything they want to say in it. Okay, and I learned that being a candidate myself last year. And so to me, what I try to encourage people is go online, you know, read about things, go to meetings and listen to elected officials and really begin to understand what the whole process is. And that's what I've done for the last 4 years is to learn. Personally, yes, this is a presidential election, so it's a huge year. But you know what? Last year was hugely important in my county. It was school board elections. That's important for everybody.
Yeah.
So don't just go on one thing you learn. You need to check around and check the facts
and be informed.
Yes, thank you.
So you come to the convention. This is your first convention.
It is.
And you get to hear Ann Romney speak, and you see Governor Christie and all the hosts of who's who in politics. How exciting was that for you?
When Ann Romney walked out on that stage last night, I tell you, I just got chills. I mean, to me, my first reaction was, she is a class act. And I would be proud to have her as our first lady. And then as she started speaking and she started telling their story is similar to my story. It's similar to a lot of our stories where they started with next to nothing. And through hard work and determination and not giving up, mm-hmm. they've made a success for their family. But I loved it, and I can't remember. She said something towards the end that Governor Romney is humble, and he doesn't really want to, you know, tout on the fact that he loves to help other people. He doesn't want to use that as a political statement. But and I've read quite a bit about his past, and I thought, wow, you know, this goes beyond politics, in my opinion. As we're looking at this election this year, this is the future of our country.
Yeah.
But she inspired me immensely. And, of course, Governor Christie did, too. I mean, he's a whole different style.
Well, he's got
style,
that whole Jersey thing going, but he wins over Southerners and all kinds of people across the board.
Absolutely.
Do you think in his message also was partly about what's wrong with the current administration. Do you think that effectively you got that message? Do you think people will get that message?
I certainly did.
Yeah.
The line that I remember him saying was they, meaning the Democrats, back the teacher unions, we back the teachers. And that hit home with me. I'm a mother of four, a grandmother of seven. That's why I ran for school board last year. No matter that I didn't win, it doesn't matter. I learned a lot. And our teachers, you know, they are responsible for the future education of our children. And what I've learned about the unions, those unions aren't there for our kids. Teachers are, you know.
Absolutely. But I always say, look at the Mercedes in the parking lots. Who's driving them?
Yeah.
Right?
But they were both fabulous last night.
The last one for you. You're heavily involved. You have it going on. I described what you were wearing and all that stuff, and you're all enthusiastic. Did this spread with your family? Are you like, what's Grandma doing?
The funny thing is, my children, they're all adults now, and they'll say, Mom, I had a business for my home. It was sales. I made a lot of money. They can't believe I gave it up. And they keep saying, when are you going to start getting paid for this? And my response is, my paycheck is seeing the America that my family came here for my grandchildren. And I almost want to cry when I say that, but that's what it's about. And to me, you can't put a dollar sign beside that. And my husband is 100% behind me doing this. He says to me, you know what, next to us getting married and having children, you've never been more alive in your life.
Wow.
So, and yes, my children do come. I mean, even my grandchildren, I have an 11-year-old and a 10-year-old. They'll come and they'll help do mailings and they'll help when we're doing things at the volunteer center. And, you know, I'm not going to brainwash these kids, but it's great to see little ones be involved.
To know about
exactly.
At least the process, if
absolutely.
Nothing else.
Absolutely.
Donna, thanks so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
What a great American,
too.
Thank
you for having
Thank
me
you.
On.
Thank you. Thanks for coming on.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.